This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Lakers Nuggets game one tonight. Lakers are 6-point underdogs. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, over under, according to DraftKings, AD is 22.5. LeBron is 25.5. The Joker is 27.5. And don't forget about Jamal Murray, over under 24.5. 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Todd has his SportsCenter tease coming up as well.
I do.
Yes. Do you want to do that now? I mean, we've been teasing this for the last couple of hours, and I didn't know if maybe we would do this right now.
I say we go for it right now.
All right, Marv, would you give me the SportsCenter music for Todd's SportsCenter tease? Yeah.
Coming up on SportsCenter, our enthusiasm is a mile high. Game one of the Western Conference Finals is about to tip off. Will the King do his thing? Can AD avoid injury? A concern that's no joker. Is Jason Tatum ready to show Miami who's Boston? Why cooling off the Heat is high on the Celtics Jimmy Buckets list? What's cracking? Not Seattle. It's the Stars who are shining brightly on the ice. Also, don't judge him prematurely. Why was Aaron looking into the Yanks dugout right before delivering deep? Plus, to the victor goes the spoils. Who wins NBA's game of ping pong for a shot at Wembanyama? We're so glad you picked us first. SportsCenter, next.
All right. That pretty much sets the table for tonight and last night.
Let's go.
Thank
Nailed
you.
It. Let's yeah. go.
All right. The Kraken lost to the Stars in advance. Now they'll face Vegas. So the draft lottery tonight, the best odds, the Pistons, Rockets, and Spurs at 14%, followed by the Hornets at 12.5%. And then the Portland Trailblazers round out the top five at 10.5%. Matt Ryan, by the way, is not retiring, but he took a job with CBS Sports. He's going to be an in-studio analyst. And there's one big reason why he is not announcing his retirement. It's because if he announces his retirement, he would forfeit $12 million coming his way by the Indianapolis Colts. So he is... He's still officially an NFL player, but he is not on a roster right now. The Colts would love for him to go, you know what, I'm going to retire, but that's not going to happen. Or he goes to another team, and I don't think that's going to happen either. Carson Wentz, by the way, is still looking for a team, and now is resigned to the fact that he's a backup quarterback now the rest of his career. Yes, Pauline.
How do you think history is going to treat and the Hall of Fame is going to treat? Two separate questions.
Okay.
Matt Ryan's career. I got four Pro Bowls. I got one first-team All-Pro. I got one MVP, one Super Bowl appearance, which was really close to a win, but was not. He's 124 and 109 as a starter, above 500.
Right.
His stats, all his stats, are noticeably better than Eli Manning's from about the same window of work. Okay. More touchdowns, fewer picks, better points, average, yardage, win-loss record, except Eli's 2-0 in the Super Bowl.
How many touchdown passes has Ryan thrown?
381 and only 183 picks.
That's pretty good.
He's got the numbers. He's got the Phil Rivers plus numbers, or, you know, in that neck of the woods or whatever.
Mm. But Phillip Rivers was never MVP and never went to a Super Bowl.
Right, and people think Phil Rivers is going.
Gosh, if Matt Ryan doesn't get sacked, if he gets one first down, they kick a field goal, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's that close. I mean, he wasn't playing defense as they let Brady get back in the game, but you can't take a sack in that situation. You can't. Why they were throwing the ball, I still don't know. All you have to do is run the ball three times, kick a field goal, and now Brady needs two scores, and you're going to win the Super Bowl. Yes, Marv.
And during that game, Tevin Coleman, he was running all over. Yeah. And Devontae Freeman,
yeah,
they were running all over the Patriots' defense. So I didn't even understand. The Patriots and the Falcons ran the same amount of times in the second half.
Yes, Paul.
Which is worse, to never go to a Super Bowl or to lose the way Matt Ryan did? Because Phil Rivers never got one.
I would rather get there. I'd rather get there than not get there.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I'd rather get there and lose than not get there at all, because that meant you lost. You just lost earlier.
However, every time we've had Phil Rivers on, and we don't really bring up that he didn't go to the Super Bowl. We talk about all types of stuff, his kids and all that football. With Matt Ryan, 28-3 somehow weaves its way into every conversation we've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
But we do talk about Dan Marino all the time, you know, and how his career, it doesn't have the ring. You know, you assume he's getting back or whatever, but I still think I would rather have that. Get there and then.
I mean, Marino got blown out. It wasn't a close game against Montana and the 49ers. But to me, Dan Marino stands out for a variety of reasons. First of all, I think he was the first of the modern generation quarterbacks. These guys now spread offense, and he's basically back there in shotgun, and let me see you stop him. And he threw deep. I thought he was ahead of his time. When he threw for 5,000 yards, it was mind-blowing back then. Matt Ryan is a very good quarterback. Can you get in the Hall of Fame as a very good quarterback? I think you can at other positions. I don't know if quarterback, we analyze so much, and we look at the numbers so much, and we look at MVPs and Super Bowls. Is Matt Ryan more of a Hall of Famer than Phillip Rivers?
Rivers' stats are a touch better. Probably a couple more really big seasons.
But we only talked about Ryan, it felt like, that 1 year. If Phillip Rivers played with better teams, it felt like, they just never got to the Super Bowl. And there were times when you go, they got to win now, or they're playing at home, they're hosting a playoff game. They got LT. I mean, why aren't you winning? You got Antonio Gates. Yes, Paul.
Phil Rivers 5-7 in his career in the playoffs. Yeah, Matt Ryan, I think, is like 4-6.
Yeah,
very close.
Yes, Marv.
How come we're not talking about Rich Gannon going to the Hall of Fame then? If we're talking about Matt Ryan, MVP season, got to the Super Bowl and lost.
What are Rich Gannon's career numbers though?
He was an MVP. I know that.
I know that he was. He had a great year.
Bounce around guy though.
Yeah, Matt Ryan just played for the Falcons for the most part, but. I don't know if Rich Gannon had, you know, he might have been a compiler, but he did have that 1 year, and then they lost to John Gruden. Yes, Paul.
Rich Gannon's got a weird career. He did very little in his first 12 seasons.
Yeah.
Seriously, he did very little, but be injured and back up people. And then at age 35, he went to age 34, he went to four straight Pro Bowls. He won an MVP. He was all pro twice. He had a 4-year monster window.
Well,
but he had too many light years leading up to it.
Yeah. So there's your answer, Marv.
Kurt Warner did too.
Well, Kurt Warner had one of the odder Hall of Fame careers because he was so great. And then he was backing up Eli. And then he got to Arizona. And I remember he came on the show and he said, "What do you think I have to do to get into the Hall of Fame?" I said, "If you take Arizona to the Super Bowl, you'll get into the Hall of Fame." And they could have won that Super Bowl, but he got into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul.
Matt Ryan would have won league MVP, Super Bowl ring, Super Bowl MVP that year. That's happened, I think, 5 times in league history.
Where you won regular season, postseason MVP, and the Super Bowl.
Yeah. How many quarterbacks have done that? Regular season MVP, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Kurt Warner.
Yep.
Joe Montana.
Yep.
Tom Brady.
No. Couple old school ones.
Okay. MVP.
Real old school. And okay. And then one in the 60s, one in the 70s.
One real old school. Johnny Unitas.
Bart Starr.
Oh, no, they didn't have the Super Bowl then.
Right.
So Bart Starr.
Bart Starr in 66. Terry Bradshaw, 78.
Mm.
And then Steve Young in 94.
Okay.
League MVP, Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Six touchdown passes.
Favre in 96.
Brad Favre, hey. Yeah. Okay. So Matt Ryan is not retired, but he has a job with CBS as a studio analyst. That would be called double dipping is what that would be. We'll get to phone calls.
Feels coming. Like a loophole that might be closed soon. Just, I don't know. I'm just getting a hunch, but that might be addressed at next year's off-site meetings.
What, if you're owed money, you can't take another job?
Yeah, yeah. Let's enough with this. I'm still playing, but I got my broadcasting gig lined up for a gajillion dollars.
I don't think it's a gajillion dollars.
Well, some people did. TB12 had $375 mil waiting for him as soon as he was done.
Yeah. That's more money than he made in his career, I think, isn't it?
Like $12 million is a lot of money for Matt.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
yeah.
But if I'm Matt Ryan, all you're doing is, you know, postponing the inevitable. Is you're going to retire. You're just waiting. You're living up to what the contract states. I'm still employed by the Colts. What if the Colts said, hey, we're paying you.
Yeah.
We don't want you to take the job with CBS.
Put him on the practice
squad. How about we have you come in and help Anthony Richardson? I mean, how about you cut the contract in half and you say, hey, we want you to be here helping Anthony Richardson for $6 million.
It's not bad. Jim Irsay is listening right now going, this is not bad.
Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, Dan, when Seton, America's sweetheart, by the way, mentioned what he had for breakfast, it got me thinking, why is it okay to eat a blueberry muffin or a cinnamon roll for breakfast, but eating a piece of cake requires you to say, well, I eat carrot cake and it has a vegetable in it?
Seton's giving you a standing ovation there, Dale. All right.
Thanks for saying what needed to be said.
It needed to be said! It's real
to breakfast
me.
To me, damn it's it! Real.
Do we have that clip? The wrestling press conference.
Oh, man, I love that little fella.
Who is it? Terry Funk? Is he the wrestler?
Yeah, I think Diamond Dallas Page was there.
Oh, God.
Well, thank y'all.
And then this guy, you got it, Marv? Oh, this is great.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I'll be. Thank
Take
you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you, guys.
Take it easy, awesome. Man.
Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Gosh, man, that guy, he's really struggling. He's really having just a moment, man.
Because it's real to
it's
him.
It's still real to me,
it's
damn
still
it.
Real.
And he doesn't want to see another one of these.
Yeah. He doesn't want to believe that that's not real, not scripted.
Jeff.
That's real. Yes, Paul.
What's underrated on that cut that I personally love is the respect for Terry Funk by calling him Mr. Funk.
Mr. Funk, yes.
On my watch, it's Mr. Funk.
Yes, it is.
You kids out there, you don't use a first name with Terry Funk. It's Mr. Funk.
Take it easy.
Back to you.
Take it easy, man.
Mr. Funk.
And then the wrestler's probably going, this dude thinks this is real. Take it easy, man.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, man. Man, it's all scripted.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they were having the, fan session
for. Yeah, it's probably a fan fest.
You know, and he says, I don't want to see another one of these. So it sounds like something bad had happened, maybe, and he was upset about it. But
are you suggesting bad things happen to wrestlers after they retire?
Well, it's possible.
And everything they've done
possible.
To their bodies.
Yeah.
You've got to gotta show the love for that. There we go.
Thanks.
And now the week is complete.
Yes. And now the week starts. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Mike in California. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a trivia question for you guys today.
Oh,
maybe you can get it.
God. All right.
Okay. So here it is. I'm an American League pitcher. I was drafted 13th overall, and I made my debut 60 days later. Who am I?
So American League pitcher, 13th overall. And how old are we talking about?
Within the last 15 years.
Last 15 years. I will say 13th overall. Made his debut 60 days later. What?
Once.
What?
I can give you a hint.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good.
Okay. The team I was drafted by, I came from the American League Central, and I am now with the team in the American League East.
Okay. Chris Sale.
Yeah, Chris Sale.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Trivia Tuesday.
Thank you.
Andre Griffin III. Junior III.
And it was Alfredo Griffin.
Yeah. Wrong person.
Oh, Alfredo.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought you said Al Alfredo.
Yeah. And he said Andre Griffith had been in three perfect games on the losing end. And then he didn't even get the name right. It was Alfredo Griffin. That sounds like, you know, McLovin with Robert Griffith Jr. the third.
First and last name wrong.
Let me take a break. We'll come back. More phone calls. We got some breaking NBA news coming up right after this. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. You've heard CEO Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com explain how he's helped a lot of small businesses with their tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses like yours. If you're in construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, so many more. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of five-star Trustpilot and Google reviews certified with the Better Business Bureau. What am I leading up to? You getting money. Trust your business with the experts at Innovation Refunds. Now, you go to the website GetRefunds.com to start the process. In about 8 minutes or less, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds, and they might be able to help your business as well. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Hit the breaking news, Paulie. I'm not shocked, but there's an element of surprise. The 76ers have fired Doc Rivers. This, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Rivers led the Sixers to the Eastern Conference semis in each of his three seasons on the job. Now, you have bad teams who are looking for coaches. Now you have good teams. You got the Bucks, you got the Sixers, you got the Suns. They've all fired their coaches here. These are top 10 teams, top 5 teams. And now they're looking for head coaches. The Sixers' new coach is expected to include former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, Sam Cassell, Mike D'Antoni, Nick Nurse, Frank Vogel, and Monty Williams. Let me take your guy who you just fired and we'll plug him in over here. Mike D'Antoni? Okay. Wow. Nick Nurse got fired by Toronto. Frank Vogel's been out of the NBA for a little while after getting fired. Well, not that much, but he got fired. Budenholzer got fired. Monty Williams got fired. I hope Sam Cassell gets a chance. I heard a lot of good things about Sam, and he certainly, you know, paid his dues as an assistant coach. Yes, Paul?
You think these owners are, maybe rhetorical, reactionary, overreactionary the past week? The Suns owner?
Well, I think the Suns owner came in and didn't like Monty Williams to begin with. I don't know if it was, hey, I'm coming in here and this is Monty Williams' job to keep. If they keep winning, you know, I always wonder about that. If they had gotten to the Western Conference Finals and lost, would he have lost his job? If they went to the NBA Finals and lost, if he had won, would he still keep him there? You know, the Bucks. If Giannis is healthy against Miami, if they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, does Mike Budenholzer keep his job? It felt like a couple of years ago when they went on to win the title, he was going to be fired. But they were very fortunate, and they ended up winning the championship. When's the last time Mike D'Antoni coached? But Monty Williams, you know, maybe Milwaukee. Mark Jackson, the former Golden State coach. Probably is going to get an interview. I know he'll get one in Milwaukee. I don't know elsewhere, but these are you know, good franchises. These are good jobs. You got big time player. Like you go into these. Okay, I go in and I coach the Bucks. I got Giannis. I go to the Sixers. I got Joel Embiid. I go to the Suns. I got Durant and Booker. I mean,
okay, there's our poll
that's
question.
That's a really good place to start. Okay, the best job?
Which one would you take if they're all the same price? You got three offers.
Okay. I would take Milwaukee because I sort of know what I have with that roster there. Phoenix, I got two really good. Well, I got Devin Booker and KD. I don't think DeAndre Ayton's going to be there unless the new coach comes in and says, hey, I got him figured out. I can get him motivated. Philadelphia, I would take it if I don't have to take James Harden. And you know, there was a lot, I think, from what I was told yesterday, there was a lot of friction between Doc Rivers and James Harden, that they sort of they kind of put up with each other. They coexisted. And I think Harden was going to leave if Doc stayed as the head coach. And now Doc not being there, I mean, if I'm Philly, I got to turn over the second best player designation to Tyrese Mack. You know, I just go, okay, let's go. Let's start something new. Because James Harden did not want to shoot. He had a couple of really good games, and then it almost felt like he was not going to shoot anymore. And was nervous about or tentative about shooting. It was wild, though. There were times, and he plays so bad sometimes. D'Antoni, Brooklyn Nets assistant. He coached, head coached the Rockets 2016 through 2020. Associate head coach with Philadelphia 2015-2016. Yes, Paulie.
I don't know how old the former Villanova coach Jay Wright is, but he left college basketball. He'd be one of those.
He is not coming back.
But the pros, college, maybe he's sick of college because of the one and done and the NIL.
You want more headaches? Go to the NBA.
The Sixers?
Yeah, they're not listening to you.
Would you kick the tires on him, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's just sitting there. We're doing some TV.
Oh. If Jake.
Local legend?
If no, you want to stay a local legend. Yeah. You know? Yes, Seton.
But if the big problem is, with Doc Rivers, say, which maybe it's not, but I'm just inferring, okay, is that he can't get you over the hump.
All right.
Right? He's only getting you so far. Don't you have to start your next search? I mean, I know Doc already had a ring, but it's been a while. With one of these guys that just won, like, don't you immediately have to look at Nick Nurse? Don't you immediately have to look at somebody who's won recently?
Yeah, I would think so.
Nick Nurse to me seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Jackson hasn't been a coach in a long time. It's been a decade, I think, or a little less than a decade. It's always interesting when somebody gets fired and then you go, that's the guy we want. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be the guy who answers all of our questions here. Mike Budenholzer, come on in. With Philadelphia, though, I don't want James Harden. You still have Embiid. I like that he wants to get better. I would go with Milwaukee. I mean, Brooke Lopez is getting up there. He played really well. He got Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. They got a nice, you know, that's a good team, solid team.
Drew Holiday once again.
Yeah, so. I know. He's solid. He's solid.
I love that.
Everybody wants to have a Drew Holiday on their roster.
Heart and soul of the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, Paulie.
Why is it never the best player on the team is also the heart and soul of the team? It's always like the third best player or like the offensive lineman. He's gritty. He's gutty. He's the heart and soul of the team.
Well, who's the heart and soul of the Lakers?
Oh, it's Austin Reeves.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, Dan, come on. Slap in his face.
As he goes, we go.
Yeah. Heart and soul, like he's been there 10 years. Like he's AC Green.
Yeah. Well, you got to be the guy, the glue guy, the intangible guy.
AC Green.
Like the star. He can't be the heart and soul. The star's the star. You got to be Draymond Green. He's the heart and soul. You know, like Horace Grant with the Bulls.
Doing the dirty work.
Yes. Yeah. Bruce Bowen with the Spurs. He's the heart and soul. Yes, Mark.
Love those lunch pail guys.
Yeah.
I'm making $13 million a year.
Yeah.
Lunch pail.
Really nice lunch pail. Really nice lunch
pail. Is that same lunch pail guy's heart and soul guy?
You can
sometimes.
Be.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. 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 Like Kurt Rambis. Yeah. Kurt Rambis, heart and soul, lunch pail guy.
Like a Bo Outlaw.
Sure.
Well,
I ain't sure he's on any good teams, but was he not a lunch pail guy? Is he an all-star? Please let me know.
That's really niche on your part to give me a Bo Outlaw mention.
You guys said lunch pail guys. Tyrone Hill.
Tea time.
Okay.
Yeah, tea time. Heart and soul. That's
right.
What you need.
Like the old Steelers, Mike Webster, the center, was the heart and soul of the team.
Mm.
Literally heart and soul. The center that kept everything together.
Center of their universe.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's the middle of our team.
Yeah. There's a podcast with Paul George. DeMar DeRozan was on the podcast. And they were talking about LeBron James' son. LeBron talks about Bronny being better than some NBA players. Here is the question. And then DeMar DeRozan's response.
How did you feel about the tweet that LeBron sent out? Bronny was better than some current NBA guys.
We do guys a lot of sorry motherfuckers in our league. I'm going to be honest. No cap. I'm the type of dude, I keep my opinions myself. I chill. I play the backseat. But being in the league so long, you realize how many motherfuckers don't love the game of basketball, who take it for granted, who feel so entitled, who just want everything that come with it, but don't want to put the work in. Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, we played in an era where you had, like, earn everything. So you got so many guys coming in thinking like they just should be playing because they homeboy told them they nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, you're not good. So I definitely got Bron's standpoint of that because you'll be surprised.
It's a good, what is it, 450 of us? It's a good 75 to 100.
Stinks.
Stinks. Good dudes though. Dudes.
Stinks.
DeMar DeRozan. Who knew? DeMar DeRozan bringing some noise there.
Good dudes, though.
Yeah. Stink. But good dudes. Yeah. That's Paul George's podcast there. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
What happens next year when somebody's on the roster? Like, wait, was he talking about me?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, so-and-so, he's a real good dude. So what are you trying to say?
Yeah. Stinks. Owen in Michigan. Hi, Owen. DeMar DeRozan. Man. Hey, Owen.
Hey, Dan. Second time, long time. I just want to call in and ask if we can keep this awesome trend right now going of the super obscure baseball trivia questions.
No, no, we don't need to, Owen. But if you do, you have one, Owen?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm asking for more.
Oh, okay.
Very sarcastically.
Obscure baseball trivia. Yeah.
No, the second thing, I just want to put some good vibes in the air for Pistons tonight. Wishing for the best. Maybe we can get Benyama and get Doc Rivers and maybe make it to the second round.
Yeah, and no further. I don't think you're bringing in Doc Rivers. I like Doc. We've had him on, but you've got to win big games, and he's not won big games very often. And, you know, when they're not going to fire players, going to be the coach. And we weren't surprised. You could tell. You get a sense. In that press conference after they lost to the Celtics, just Doc and the reporters who were asking him questions, do you expect to be back? Yeah, I think I have 2 years left. That doesn't sound like, yeah, hell yes. It's like, yeah, I got 2 years left. Here's Doc Rivers after the loss in Game 7.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got 2 years left, so...
Given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, you know, and I get that.
Yes, you did. You got it. And now Philadelphia needs a new head coach. Zach in Minnesota. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are we doing today?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to touch bases. I'm watching here on Peacock. And I see we're sitting here. You guys are talking about the new Cincinnati Reds City Connect uniforms. And there's just one thing. You know, I'm loving these new uniforms with the MLB. I'm loving all these bold colors. But how, out of all the colors in the color wheel, how are these new uniforms black? They're called the Red. I just don't get that. And then secondly, this leads to a bigger thing within the NL Central. You know, look at the Reds logo. And I'm a Cubs fan, so sorry to bring up the Cubs into this Cincinnati discussion. But you got to decide between their logos with the C's. Either you've got the Creds and the Cubs, or you've got the Reds and the Uvs in the division. Now, those are just my two things. You got to fix these logos, and we got to figure out why are the Reds uniforms black? That's all I got to bring up.
Thank you, Zach. It feels like, wait, what is it with the color black? Because I'm sure there's some marketing, you know, there's got to be research done that you're going to sell more jerseys when the color is black, or red for that matter. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, random. Sharif Abdul-Rahim was on our show, and he hated the big, the teal Grizzly uniforms. Yeah. He loved the all-black Vancouver Grizzlies uniforms that they had, the alternates.
Yeah.
Alternates seems like, hey, when in doubt, let's get a black uniform.
Yeah, but you know what? The red accent on the black jersey, the Reds jersey looks gorgeous. And look, it's all marketing. They just want to sell more jerseys. And given that different color, that's what you want. Teams do this all the time. You know, they'll have a third, they'll have the home and away, and then they'll have another uniform. You know, the NFL has tried to do this as well. You know, we waited for creamsicles with the Buccaneers, with Tom Brady bringing those back. You know, they're not, and they'll always have that throwback game where you got, you know, the Packers would have those throwback uniforms there. But baseball, look at the Padres. Seems like the Padres got quite a few different uniforms. But I you know, it's all about marketing. I get it. You know? I can sit here and go, boy, I wish they would stay with what, you know, like there's certain teams that, like Penn State, they're not changing, right? Notre Dame has had alternate uniforms and helmets. But, you know, the Yankees stay the Yankees, Dodgers, the Dodgers, Lakers. But, you know, but I like what Denver did, the Nuggets. They have some fun with their uniforms there. There's certain uniforms that you don't want any alterations. But there are other ones there you're like, I'm fine with that. Because I like the Celtics. For the most part, you know, they're the Celtics. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to market something. You know, you're the Celtics. Yes, Marv.
It's like the Raiders. They should never, ever, ever, ever change their uniforms.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Things are.
I agree.
No alternates, no nothing.
But I don't think they have. Have they? I don't think they've had an alternate. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, Notre Dame has recently, but when they did, it was controversial because I think that they had kept the helmet the same for a long, long time.
Well, I got the one with the shamrock that they sent me.
Also controversial.
Yeah, but I love that one.
Oh, yeah, they're very cool. Their uniforms look great, but I think for a real long time, they kept it just sort of like Penn State.
Well, remember when they came out with the green? And I don't know if that was USC or...
It was the push.
Yeah, it was game. A rivalry, and, you know, you had those like, oh, my God, look at the all-green uniform.
They're definitely going to win.
Yeah.
Look at the shirts, they're going to win.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Notre Dame had more of a flat gold helmet for years, and about less than 10 years ago, they went to this shiny, really glistening gold. Yeah. They caught a lot of heat for it. I always find fascinating, uniforms that were declared ugly when they came out are cool 20 years later. Like those mid-90s NBA uniforms, like the Raptors and the Grizzlies. Are now, like, remember those? Those are so cool.
Know.
People hated those at the time.
I did. I still do. When I see, like, the rainbow Astros jersey, I'm like, ugh, that's terrible.
But, you know.
The Padres with that look like a baby diaper brown.
Those are almost back with the Padres. Yeah. Their Padre uniforms are, like, late 70s.
I know.
Chicago White Sox back in the early 80s had these striped uniforms across the chest, and people locally hated them. But they had a good team. So now people look back like, remember those great old uniforms of Ron Kittle and those guys? People hated them at the time.
But does that go into how well or how hated a jersey or uniform is by how good the team is?
I think it matters who wore it. Nolan Ryan wore that Astros uniform, and Nolan Ryan looks good in anything.
That's true.
And J.R. Richard and those guys, so it made it cool.
Yeah.
Those early 80s White Sox teams were pretty damn good, so we kind of think... You have a
but
good
not
memory.
But not when they had the shorts and they had the large lapel.
That was mid to late 70s with like Chet Lemon and they stunk.
Yeah, that was bad.
So that was a joke.
Yeah, yeah, see.
It's just a nostalgia thing. Like the creamsicle uniforms are ugly, but they're just modernized. So now, and they were nostalgic for it. So it's like, oh, we like it. That Pittsburgh cap is ugly. It's a dumb looking baseball hat, but oh, remember back when I was little, that was all.
Yeah, but
that's all it is because there's nothing new anymore. You just go back to the old thing and make it new.
But Tampa wasn't any good when they wore the creamsicle.
Yeah. And you also had monstrous shoulder pads.
Yes, you did.
Now when you look back, it's like, duh, look at what they were wearing.
But also, we don't associate that color with football, with the creamsicle.
Fair.
Like, you're like, What color you got on there?
It's not a football color.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, Paul.
But the Buccaneers got cool really quick. Their first few years, they really, like, they were awful. 0-14, 5-12. But in their fourth year of existence, they went to the playoffs at 10-6 with Doug Williams and Leroy Salmon and Ricky Bell and those
Bell.
Guys. And so they became kind of new and cool briefly.
Mm.
You know, it's like those early Jaguars uniforms. But when Fred Taylor wears it and Tony Baselli, you're like, oh, okay.
Nah, I still didn't like it. Jacksonville hasn't had a jersey. A combination I've liked. That helmet that didn't look like it was finished.
The two-tone?
No, I didn't like that. Didn't like. Yes, Todd.
I don't want to be get off my lawn guy, but I've seen a couple of basketball games where, I don't know if they're wearing an alternate jersey, whatever it is, where I didn't immediately know who the teams were.
That's fair.
Or at least one of the two teams. I'm like, who was that? The Lakers wearing blue or something like that.
Yeah, like Atlanta. And if you don't see Trae Young out there, you're like, who's that? Yes, Marv.
The Bucks. Bother me so much when they wear like their blue
the deer
and like Cream City uniforms. I'm like, who is this? Oh, it's the Bucks. Oh, okay. So
you're too young to be a get off my lawn guy.
No. Just the colors were different. I'm all right. No. I'm into all the uniforms. Me and Paulie, front row kinship right here when it comes to uniforms.
How about we take a break? Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And Reggie Miller will be with us tomorrow in the final hour. We're going to have him either on today to preview tonight's game. We thought we'd have him tomorrow to recap Game 1, Lakers and the Nuggets, and also get us ready for Game 1, Celtics and the Heat. We'll close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Recapping the headlines, the Philadelphia 76ers need a new head coach. Doc Rivers has been fired. Last 3 years, they made it to the Eastern Conference semifinals, but bowing out and losing back-to-back games to the Celtics, including a Game 6 at home. Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, I'll update both for you.
Okay.
Let's see. The best landing spot right now, other than other, is Portland. People really like Portland, 32% of the vote. Right now, who will be him in the Nuggets-Lakers series? Joker running away with it, not even close.
So Lakers Nuggets game one tonight. Reggie Miller will join us tomorrow to recap. Odds to win the Stanley Cup. Did I ask you guys this? I just never gave you the answer.
Right.
Correct.
That is a tease.
Tease and a half.
By accident. All right. The team that is favored to win the Stanley Cup, according to DraftKings. Todd?
I'm going to go Florida Panthers.
All right. Seton?
Dallas.
All right. Marvin?
Stars.
Paulie?
Golden Knights.
The Hurricanes.
Ah.
The Hurricanes, then the Golden Knights, the Dallas Stars, and the Florida Panthers.
Let's go Whalers.
I hope they lose in
dramatic fashion.
Terribly, like they just get humiliated.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Oh, let's see. Right on cue, 1869, the Cincinnati Reds played their first baseball game.
Okay. They did not have black uniforms
right
back then.
150 years later, they sent a jersey to Dan. 1914, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association of America was formed in Kansas City, Kansas. Okay. The AHPA. I had the America on the end.
Okay.
1985, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Sammy Sosa, the Cubs, in 1996, hit two home runs in one inning.
On this date, 1980. Has there been a better Game 6 performance? A closeout game. Magic Johnson, 42, 15, and 7 assists as the Lakers win the title, beating the 76ers. Also, on this day, on this night, in 1957, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford, Hank Bauer, among the Yankee players involved in a fight at the Copacabana nightclub while watching this performer. Now, they were celebrating Billy Martin's birthday. Billy Martin eventually got traded after being involved in the fight. The Copacabana in New York would host the Yankees. That was the one of the places to go back in 1957. And who was performing that night when the Yankees got involved in a knockdown, drag-out brawl? Paulie?
Dean Martin?
No! Todd?
Sammy Davis Jr.
Blue!
I almost said Sinatra. I was going to go with one of those
Yeah.
Rat Packers.
Sammy.
That's right, babe.
Is that your Sammy Davis?
Cuckoo, cuckoo, babe.
No, that's Dennis Miller.
No, he got that from, I think he got that from Sammy Davis Jr.
Hey, Brian.
That's right, babe.
Hey, Brian.
The Candyman.
Thank you. Candyman can, because he mixes it with
love makes the world taste good.
Yeah. And that was a big hit, too.
It's a huge hit.
I know. Like, there are times when you listen to these songs and you go, God, I like that song, didn't I? Like, the Candyman can.
Hotline. Can I hear the Candyman can again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, again and again.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it with dew.
How's it go, Todd?
Separate the sorrow out a miracle or two. The Candyman, oh, the Candyman can.
Yeah. What was that about?
I don't know, you sprinkle something with love and makes the world taste good.
I know, but
there's very Willy Wonka-y to it.
But it feels like there's a hidden meaning.
Oh, well, with Sammy and his things he'd done, maybe. Bam. I don't know.
Was it drugs? It
probably was drug related. The Magic Dragon was drug related. I didn't realize that till about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Little Jackie Paper?
Yeah, well, Jackie Rolling Paper.
There you go.
Yeah. Called him Zigzag. Yes, Marv.
What did he sprinkle on the world? What did he sprinkle to make the world taste good?
What did he
sprinkle it with love, I think.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
That love was pure.
Yes, it was. Whoa.
Street value of that
you
love.
You can cut it. You can cut it with a razor blade. What?
What are we talking about, guys?
Hold on here. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
There's nothing wrong with a nice, healthy piece of birthday carrot cake for breakfast.
I agree. It
doubles his breakfast.
Yeah, and now he's got chocolate cake for lunch.
Yeah.
Perfect. What did you learn today, Seton?
I learned Doc Rivers underrated.
Maybe he's just appreciated.
Maybe he's just appreciated.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I thought I was coming back. I had 2 years of my contract, but I guess they're going to go in another direction.
That is pretty close there, toddler. That's pretty. I'm going to give you a bloop bloop. It always feels like it's painful for Doc when he talks.
I got a meeting with the Suns. That's all right. Maybe I can get on another
Marvin, what did you learn today?
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
He says some of you NBA players stink.
Yes. Good dudes, though. Paulie, what did you learn?
Doc, can you come on tomorrow?
I got all the time in the world. I'll be glad to come home here with Dan.
What did I learn today, Tom?
Orlando is where top draft picks go to waste the first 4 years of their NBA career. Ouch, Seton, ouch.
McGuire's has come to the rescue. The new hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires by darkening the appearance and adding that long-lasting high gloss and keeping it shining even when exposed to water. Give McGuire's hybrid ceramic tires a shine to try today. McGuire's, reflect your passion. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play, you've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.